from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief for July 16th. It's Chloe, July 16th. 10 stories. Evidence-led, no fluff, small inputs compound. Let's get into it. First, from New Atlas. Little red dots from long ago could be source of mystery neutrinos. So I was reading about these neutrinos that scientists have been tracking with the Ice Cube Observatory in Antarctica since 2013. They're like tiny particles that come from space, and they're really hard to detect. What's interesting is that they seem to be coming from a specific region of the sky, near a quasar, which is basically a super powerful black hole. Now, researchers think that these neutrinos might be connected to some tiny, ancient galaxies that they've spotted using the James Webb Space Telescope. These galaxies are so far away that the light we're seeing from them today is from when the universe was just 500 million years old, which is basically the cosmic equivalent of a snapshot from long ago. Next. Second, from Mongabay. War heightens isolation of Iran's scientists. Iran's ongoing war has made it even harder for the country's conservation community to do their work. But the truth is, they've been isolated for a long time due to international sanctions and a disconnect with the global community. Decades of restrictions on funding, collaboration, and basic research tools like reliable internet and academic journals have crippled conservation efforts. Conservationists and researchers like Iman Ebrahimi, deputy director of the Ave Boom Bird Conservation Society, say the war has just made their isolation more visible. They're struggling to access the resources they need to protect Iran's unique wildlife and habitats. For example, during a brief ceasefire in April, they were able to document 5,000 greater flamingos at Mahalu Lake, but they're worried about the long-term impact of the war on their work. The Ave Boom team is working with local communities to protect bird species like the ruddy shelduck, but they're also concerned about researchers who are being forced to leave the country due to a lack of resources. The war has made it even harder for them to do their job, and it's unclear what the future holds for Iranian conservation efforts. Iran's conservation community is fighting an uphill battle, and the war is making it even harder for them to access the resources they need to protect the country's unique wildlife and habitats. It's a complex issue, but one thing is clear. The war is exacerbating the isolation of Iran's conservation community, and it's having a devastating impact on their work. Up next. Third, from New Atlas. US Air Force makes its first wingman drone missile launch. So the US Air Force just made history by launching a drone missile from a collaborative combat aircraft, or CCA, for the first time. They partnered with Anduril Industries to test this capability. The drone, called the YFQ-44Way, fired an AIM-120 missile at a digital target, which is essentially a simulated enemy. This is a pretty big deal because it shows the Air Force is moving forward with its plans to integrate drones into its combat operations. The AIM-120 missile is a common air-to-air missile used by the US military, so this test suggests the drone can handle real-world munitions. And then. Fourth, from the hotshot wake-up. Ontario Armageddon, Minnesota mayhem, and the American West continues to burn. Wildfire smoke headed east as three fires cross international borders. In Ontario, Canada, hundreds of thousands of acres are expected to burn over the next few weeks due to 183 new wildfires. This smoke will likely blanket the eastern United States, breaking air quality records. In Minnesota, multiple wildfires have merged and firefighters are struggling to access the fires in the wilderness. The situation is similar in other western states like Colorado, Utah, Oregon, and California, where wildfires continue to burn. Wildfire aircraft are in high demand, making it difficult for firefighters to get the resources they need. The situation is so severe that even small actions, like starting a campfire, can be hazardous and lead to burn injuries. Firefighters are working hard to contain these fires, but it's an ongoing challenge. Next, 5th, from fizz.org, Understanding Bavaria's Indigeneity. So there's this guy who's identifying as indigenous, specifically Boerish Schwab, which is a mix of Bavarian and Swabian cultures, and people are sceptical because he's white and from a wealthy region in Europe. He's saying that just because he fits a certain physical or socio-economic profile, it doesn't necessarily mean he can't be indigenous. He's pointing out that indigenous identity is often tied to cultural and historical connections rather than just physical appearance or background. It's a bit of a nuanced conversation, but essentially, he's arguing that indigenous identity can't be reduced to a single characteristic or trait. Up next, 6th, from fizz.org. When disaster strikes, people often flee to places that feel familiar. When the Marshall Fire tore through suburban Colorado in late 2021, residents had only hours to decide where to go. Some fled to nearby towns, others stayed farther away for weeks or months. Now, a recent study published in Humanities and Social Sciences Communications suggests those decisions were shaped not only by distance or danger, but also by something more human, the pull of familiar communities and social ties. And then, 7th, from fizz.org, to measure a black hole's ultimate spin, we have to go to space. The paper by Tegan Thomas and collaborators is a single author preprint, not yet peer-reviewed, so its conclusions should be taken as a promising hypothesis rather than settled fact. They show that the spin of a black hole can't be nailed down from current X-ray or gravitational wave data alone, but that a future space-based interferometer could directly map the innermost orbit and give a precise spin measurement. In plain terms, we can't tell today how fast any given black hole is turning, but a dedicated mission in the next few years could finally let us watch the spin in action. Until then, the best we can do is infer limits from indirect clues, which remain fairly loose. Next, 8th, from New Scientist. Drug discovery is changing. Drug development must change too. Artificial intelligence and big data are flooding discovery pipelines with high potential drug candidates, but this rapid innovation has created a new challenge. Simply put, our capability to design miracle molecules is vastly outstripping our technology to mass manufacture them safely for the global public. Up next, 9th, from fizz.org. What science loses when T-Rex becomes a trophy. On July 14th, 2026, Gus, one of the most complete specimens of Tyrannosaurus rex, went to an as-yet unidentified buyer for $50.1 million. This auction at Sotheby's set a record for the most valuable fossil ever sold. And then, 10th, from fizz.org. Donut-shaped topology reveals new way to classify knitting, crochet, and other textiles. Fabrics are made by repeatedly intertwining yarns into characteristic patterns. Many of their properties, such as stretchiness, arise not only from the material itself, but also from how the yarns are arranged and entangled. Such properties illustrate how topology, the underlying patterns of connectivity and entanglement within a structure, can shape a material's overall behaviour. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.